Can people hear me? Am I still on mute?
Yeah, no, you're fine, Rebbe.
Okay.
Could I just ask the one question before you proceed? On the last piece that we did, it says Ubedinhu on your Dalid, almost at Ubedinhu. When Rebbe Kiva said Echad B'Shvat, it's Lab Dafka, right? And Rashi says it could be even be Kislev or Tammuz. We go the other way
too. The place, he really holds Tu B'Shvat, not Echad B'Shvat.
Right.
Echad B'Shvat is irrelevant. The din is like Bechilo Tu B'Shvat. And right. The Hanukkah took place a year ago, before last Tu B'Shvat.
Right. I'm so weak.
The Lakita took place after last Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
It happened, he did the Lakita on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but that's irrelevant. He could have done the Lakita any time after.
Right. Yeah. So it could be up at Tu B'Shvat to this year too. I mean, to this present year. I mean, could the Maisa had happened up to Tu B'Shvat of this present year? Echad B'Shvat is irrelevant. I mean, so could we go both ways? I mean, back up to Kislev and forward up to the present?
Up to Tu B'Shvat, yeah.
Up to the present.
Right, but if you do the Lakita after this Tu B'Shvat,
then it'll be
the Shaila, where they go Basa Lakita, Basa.
Okay.
Right?
And the other point is, I didn't understand the Lush, which says, a Ravina says, Karoch Utini. Well, you see, Rebbe, you see that? Right after that, it says, Ravina Oma, Karoch Utini.
He says that the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the top line on Yudalan Vezavis, Rabbi Yehuda, not only disagrees with the first version, that the first version was Rabbi Akiva was Mesupik, whether it's Tu B'Shvat or Echad B'Shvat.
Right.
So not only does he say that it wasn't the Sufik was whether you go Basar Chanota, Basar Lakita from Meiser. But he disagreed on another point, that that according to the first version, the way it says in the first line on Yudal on the base, it was really following Beishamai, that Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for the Paris or Elon, and the Sufik was whether Esri Gigobas or Likita Basa Chanata. And he really holds like Beishamai, Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. So Rabina says that his version was Rabbi Yehuda says no, that it was really Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Ilan. It's not Echad B'Shvat,
right.
And the Chanot occurred before last year Tu B'Shvat, and the Lakita occurred before this year Tu B'Shvat, and it's a double. The double machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakhama on two points. Number one, Tanakhama says Rabbi Akiva's topic was whether Echad B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the way it says by us, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that he holds no Echad B'Shvat. And what was he mesupik about? Not whether Tu B'Shvat or Echad B'Shvat, that he holds like B'Shamai, is mesupik with go Basra Chanat or Basra Lakita. Ravina says, no, not true. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the Tanakhama, and he said, no, for sure, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, not for sure, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat is. He puts all of the, he says that that's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said. That was his version of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Not that he really holds like B'Shamah, he really holds like B'Shilo. And the Hanata took place before last year, a year ago before Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the Mishnah on Tezayinim and Allah, Babor Prakam Olam Nidan, Mishnah assumes that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. And then the Mishnah has, the Gemara explains that it's a Machlekes HaTanaim. Is everything judged on Rosh Hashanah? Or everything is judged every day of the year? Or there are other, or the Mishnah has the tradition, Babor Prakam Olam Nidan. How do we start off in the first place that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin for the whole world? So the Gemara earlier quoted the Pasuk, in Tehillim Kichok Lisva, Tikal Vachayru Shofar Bakesel Yam Chagenu, Yiblo Shofar Am Rosh Chodesh, Eizu Chayru Shachag, Eizu Chag Shachodesh Miskasbo. So that Pasuk in Tehillim is speaking about Rosh Hashanah. Bakesel Yam Chagenu, Rosh Chodesh is hidden, Kisui. The Chodesh is hidden, is followed up by the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah, and Yiblo Shofar. So that passage is talking about, and then it says, Kichok Kaliso Homishpolo, the Keyakev. So the Gemara says that that's the pshat in the passage. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. Maybe it's only Yom Adin for the Jewish people. Kichok Lisraelhu, it's only a chok for the Jewish people. No, Mishpolo, the Keyakev. The Baruch Hashem is judging the whole world. That's how the Gemara said before. Where did they get this? They're interpreting the passage in Tehillim like that. Where did Dovra Melech? Where did David HaMelech and Tehillim, where did he get this idea from? The Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, does it say it in Chumash anywhere? So that's what the Ramban left Spain after he had the debate with the Meshumad, and he won the debate, so he ran away from Spain. He was afraid that the Catholic Church will put him in prison and kill him, whatever. So he ran away to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw there was a small minyan in Yerushalayim, hardly anybody there. And he gave a drasha on Rosh Hashanah that's printed. So in the drasha, that's one of the things that he discusses. Where did the Tanaim get this idea from? The Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. The Rebbe says in Chodim. So he says that Adam Arishan, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Adam Arishan sinned the same day that he was created. He ate the Eitz Hadas the same day. He couldn't control himself for one day. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him on Rosh Hashanah and punished him and chased him out of a Gan Eden the same day. And then the Baruch Shalom told them at the end of the day, just like I judged you today on Rosh Hashanah, so too in all the future generations, I will judge all of your descendants, all of mankind. I will judge everybody on Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban says that the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin was an oral tradition before Matan Torah. You don't need a pasuk in Chumash. It was an oral tradition for the days of Adam Arishon. That's how the Ramban suggests. So that's the premise of the Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Then the Mishnah follows that opinion in the Tanaim that there are another 3 days. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin for all people and for all nations. On the nations of the world and on the individual people. Kivnei Maron, the Gemara is going to say like sheep, that they go one at a time. Kivnei Maron. And the other 3 days of judgment are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And then the Gemara explains that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, because B'Pesach Nidorim Al HaTvuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Haviyu, you should bring the Mincha Sa'omer from barley on Pesach, in order that that should be a Ritzui, that the Gemara Din for Tvuah should be good. And Atzeres, Haviyu Lefan HaShtei Alechem, and Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless the Peres Ha'ilam. What is the Shtei Alechem doesn't grow on the tree. Shtei Alechem is made from wheat. So what does that have to do with Peres Ha'ilam? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara Sanhedrin that originally the 4 different opinions in the Tanaim, what was the Eitz Hadas, what kind of a tree was it? So one opinion is that it was Chita, Rashi quotes that wheat used to grow on trees. And that's why, that's what this Gemara is assuming, that why should we assume that Eitz Hadas was wheat? Because it says, Eitz Hadas Toiva Ra. The eating from Eitz Hadas gives a person Das, and the babies, there's a stage in development of the baby, and the growth of the baby. When he starts eating wheat, and then his mind develops, and he's able to talk, he says, Abba Ima, he starts to talk when he's able to eat wheat. So that's one tradition. The Eitz Hadas was wheat because it says it's called Eitz Hadas. The baby only gets seichel when he starts eating cereals. The other opinion that the Eitz Hadas was an Esrog tree because it says Nechmat Lamara. In the Targum Onkelos writes the Merageg Lemechazi. The word Lerageg is the same as Esrog. Esrog means Hadar. Pre Eitz Hadar. Hadar means good looking and Merageg. Kosher in the Ksuba, when you get married. So it says in the Ksuba, Nikredin, Ksuba is Niglis Menaziburis. Balchayv collect Beninis, Nizikin collect, that's Perakan Izokin. Nizikin collect Metav. Nizikin, all the Choftal Arabs, Nizikin collect Metav, and Balchayv collects Beninis. We assume it's only with Rabbanan. So let's see, she collects the Buddhists. So we have the practice, a very old practice, we have the practice that even though Mi'ikar HaDin and the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, the Ksuba Sishi, she comes to collect, only collects the Buddhists, we write in the Ksuba, she has the right to collect Edis. If you write, let's say, Balchayiv, the Malva has a right to collect Beinan, he has no right to collect Edis. But if Shtachayiv should kosa by Edis, if the Loiva wrote, I'm Meshabit all of the Edis, then the Balchayiv has a right to collect from Edis. So the same thing about Ksuba Sishi. Our practice is we write in the Ksuba that we give the wife the right to collect if she becomes an Alman or a Grusha. We give her the right to collect the Ksuba from Edith. So we write, Nikol Shvar Arag Nichsem Vikinyonim. So the Ramban Chumash writes on Eit Hadas, on Parshas Bereishis, Arag is the same as the Merageg Lenechazi. That means Hodar, means just like an Esrog, it's pre-Eit Hodar. The word esrog, rogog, in Aramaic means desirable. So too, arag nechsem means metav. So we give the wife the right to collect from Edis. So that's a second opinion, that Eitz Hadas must have been an esrog tree. Then there's a third opinion that it must have been grapes, because the Torah tells us that Noach got drunk, and then he started to sin. People sin when they get drunk, and they get drunk now, they get drunk and drinking schnapps. But originally, they used to get drunk and drinking wine. The grape juice would convert into develop alcohol. Microorganisms, they drink some of the grape juice and they spit out the alcohol. So that's how the grape juice converts to become alcohol. So the Eit Hadas, so one opinion at the time, the Eit Hadas must have been a grapevine. Because Yalola Bol Oilam, all of terrible tragedies occur because people drink wine and they get drunk and they do averis. That's what some Kabbalah Swarm write, that Odom Marishan was the sixth day of Bereshis, was Friday, and that was Rosh Hashanah. When we said Rosh Hashanah, they were Oilam, that was the sixth day of Sheshis made Bereshis, and the first day of Bereshis was 5 days earlier, the last 5 days in Chodesh Elul. And that's why the Chachamim instituted we should recite Kishola wine to be mesaken the chet, that the chet was with grapes, and grapes you make into wine, and people usually sin with it, so we use the wine to make kiddush over it on Friday night. On Friday is Madan Rishon sin. And that's what they quote from the Vilna Goyen, that he had a kpeda, that we have a meeting in Shulchan Aruch in the Maharam Rutenberg, that the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim where they say Shachyanu or not. The Rosh laid in the Mesichta quotes machlokes because it's Yom HaRichta. Every other Yontav is a Sfeka Yoma, whether the first day Yontav is Yontav, or the first day Yontav is Erev Yontav, the second day is Yontav. So because of the Sfeka Yoma, so we say Kiddush on both nights and we say Shachyanu on both nights. Maybe yesterday was Erev Yontav, and maybe tonight is the real day Yontav, so we say Shachyanu again. Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achaz Yom HaRichta. So that's the question, is it Yom HaRichta L'chumra or Bein L'chumra Bein L'kula? That's the question, do you say Shachyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? So we pass the Mikra Din that you do, but because it's a Chashash Baruch HaLevatol, maybe the Din is like the other Rishonim, that you were not supposed to have said Shachyanu on the second night. So we have, that's the Maram Rutenberg introduced at the Chumra. You have a Begat Chodesh or Pi Chodesh. So for sure the Shachyanu is not a Baruch Levatov. It's not the time to say Shachyanu. You say Yak Nahas, you say Kiddush, then you say Shachyanu, then you drink the wine. So Shachyanu is on the Begat Chodesh, on the Pi Chodesh. So you're not supposed to be mopsik in between the Baruch Yagof and the drinking. So the fact that we say the Shachyanu in between is an indication. We hold Meikra Din, you say Shachyanu, even if you don't have a Begat Chodesh. We're just concerned about the Baruch Levatala, so we have a Begat Chodesh. But we really pass in Medina that you do say Shachyanu. Otherwise, this doesn't really satisfy all the opinions. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes about that. You're not supposed to say Shachyanu on a Begat Chodesh in between Kiddush and drinking the wine. That's really a hefsek. So Mrs. Vilna Goyen apparently told her husband that she bought the grapes for Shachyanu for the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So the Vilna Goyen says, we don't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Soloveitchik said, they don't explain why. And the Maaser Rav Soloveitchik explained why. Because according to one opinion, the Eitz Hadas was the grapes and or the Mauritians in the Rosh Hashanah. So we don't want to get anywhere near the other. We do drink wine, though. We make a dish over wine, but we don't eat grapes. Then the fourth opinion in the Tanaim is that the Eitz Hadas was to Einim, because it says after they send, they realized that they were naked. So Rashi and Chumash quotes that opinion. The other trees refused to let other Mauritians use any of their leaves to make clothing from it. But they used the fig leaves, because they sinned with the Te'ena tree. The Te'ena tree was the Eitz Hadas, and that's the only tree that felt responsible for their realizing that they were Arumim. So only the fig tree allowed them to use the leaves. So that's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to bring barley on Pesach in the Minchas Omer, that there should be a ritzoy on the Gemar Din on the Tvor. We should bring Shteya Lechem on Shavuos. There should be a ritzoy for the bracha on the Peres Ilan, because wheat used to grow on a tree before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And then on Rosh Hashanah, all of mankind is judged. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Irma lefana malchus chana shayfis, kidesh etam lichuni aleichem, right? A melech b'layom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, wasn't a melech. There was nobody there to accept his malchus. After he created Adam Arishon on the Yom HaShishi, that was Rosh Hashanah, was the Yom HaShishi, the Shishis Mei Breishis. That was the Friday. So that's one, Azai Melech Shemonikra, he became a melech. That's Adon Olam Shemotarim Kol Yitzin Ebro. They snasim b'chef tzokol after creating the whole world, and Adam Rishon was created last. Azayim melech shemonikra, he became a melech. So just like Adam Rishon made HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a melech on Rosh Hashanah, because they're in melech below yom, so too we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we do that? We blow shofar. That used to be the practice in the days of Tanakh. And today also they blow trumpets when they appoint, when they anoint a new king. So the simple reading of the Gemara, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we should bring Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot because the Chag Din Donim Al HaMayim. So we assume that Nisuch HaMayim is a Din Daraisa, either it's a Pasuk or Halacha Moshe Sinai. We spoke to three different Shitas in the Tanoim. And the Minchas HaOmer is a Din Daraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Habi Olefana HaOmer, Habi Olefana Shtei Alechem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im Olefana Malchus Gwena Sherif. It sounds like that's a Din Daraisa. They recite Malchus Gwena Sherif. This is a question. Rashi and Chumash seems to have understood that Malchus Gwena Shofis is in the Raisa. Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Emor, when you have all the dinim of the Yom Tovim, quotes from the Tanaim, the drushes from the Psukim, where we derive that you have to recite Malchus Gwena Shofis. Same thing Rashi and the Gemara says a few times in the last prokim in Rosh Hashanah, last two prokim, why do you have to blow Tkiya Shvarim, Tkiya Chua Tkiya three times? He writes once for Malchus, one for Zechronus, and once for Shofers. It sounds like that's the din deraisa, that you're supposed to have Malchus, one and Shofers, and you blow Shofer in connection with each one of them. So the Ramban al Chumash on Parshas Samor quotes the Rashi on the Chumash. He doesn't quote the Rashi on the Gemara, which is even perhaps more explicit than the Rashi al HaTorah. And the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. How can you say that Malchus, one and Shofers is a din deraisa? The Gemara says, if a person lives in a little village and there's no shofar and there's no machzer, so on Rosh Hashanah they won't be able to recite Malchus when the shofar is, nobody knows it by heart, and there is no shofar, they won't be able to blow shofar. So you should go to the big city where they have both a shofar and a machzer. You can't afford to go to the big city. So you can either go to one little village or another little village. One village has a shofar without a machzor, and one village has a machzor without a shofar. So which should he choose to go to? So the Braisa says later in the Masechta, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you go to the village where you have the shofar, and you forgo the machzor and the shofar. So the Gemara said, Pshita, this is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanan. Tkir shofar is a chumash, that's a din the Raisa. Machzor and the shofar is only the Rabbanan. So of course you go to the village that has the shofar and doesn't have the machzor. So why did the Braisa even have to write such a thing? It's so obvious. Gemara said the chiddush is that one village has a machzer and it doesn't have a shofar. The other one does not have a machzer, but it may or may not have a shofar. So it may not have a shofar and you'd be left with nothing. You won't have neither machzer nor shofar. So that's what the Braisa says. It's better to go to the village where they don't have a masa and they may or may not have a shofar, a sofik deraisa, a sofik, will you have the opportunity to have the shofar or nothing, rather than to go to the village where you vaday will have the machzer and you won't have the shofar. So even a sofik shofar, more important than a vaday machzer. So the Ramban, and then it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's even true on Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Even though Yantav, Mishnah Berurah quotes that. Even though Yantav Sheni, everything is only the Rabbanan. But still, the vaday shofar is more important than the sofik shofar. Is more important than the Vade Malchus Chen Shofar. So Ramban says, don't you see the Farish? The Malchus Chen Shofar is only the Rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik used to speak about this almost every year before Rosh Hashanah in Yeshiva. Instead of giving the regular Yeshiva and Gemara, he would always give a Shira and Shofar, Malchus Chen Shofar. So he would always say over to defend the Rashi. How can Rashi hold the Malchus Chen Shofar as the Rashi? So that's a simple reading of this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imu lefan em malchus chen shofar, kedei shetam lechuni alechem, and so on, the bottom of Tezayin HaMenal. Sounds like it's deraisa. Sounds like it's deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik is saying over from the Sefer Yom Trua. There's a Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's called the Yom, what, that third of the Sefer is called Yom Trua. The Sefer on Sukkah is called Kapas Tamar. People usually call the whole Sefer Kapas Damar, but it's really that third that's on Sukkah is Kapas Damar, and the third of the Sefer that's on the last Perek and Yuma, it's not on the Kochim. All Yuma is all the Kochim, and the last Perek is about the Hamisha Inuim. So that part of the Sefer is called Tosefes Yom Kippurim. He wrote like Tosefes, he wrote Tosefes on Yom Kippurim. So he used to say over one of from the 1500s, one of the Ibn Khabib, one of the early Sfarim Shacharanim. So the Yom Teruah gives a teret for Rashi. He says, the Gemara there is talking that one village has a machzah and doesn't have a one village has a machzah, doesn't have a shofar. One village has a shofar, doesn't have a machzah. So if you have a machzah and you don't have a shofar, then the Gemara says correctly, Malchus Chen Shofar, this is only the Rabbanan. But if you have a shofar and you're going to blow shofar, and you're going to recite Malchus Chen Shofar in conjunction with the shofar, then the Malchus Chen Shofar is the Raisa, because the Tkir Shofar is a form of Tfilo. So if you're blowing Shofar, how is Tkir Shofar a form of Tfilo? So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Gemara in Hazohov, Bob Mitzia, the Yom Shechoy Beis HaMikdash, Nino L'Shari Tfilo, because the Beis HaMikdash is basically Beis Tfilo Yikarei. And when you daven, Shlomo HaMelech said in his Tfilo, we should all daven his Pado Alech, Derech HaBais HaZeh, Derech Ir HaZeh, Derech Artsom. The Jews who live in Chutzlah should face Eretz Yisrael when they daven. Jews who live in Eretz should face Yerushalayim. Jews who are davening Yerushalayim should face the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tfilah. So once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so we say the Pasuk in Eicha, Gam Kiezek Vashaveh Asosam Tfilosi. The Tfilos are not accepted anymore to the same extent that they used to be accepted in Zman HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is the office where the Tfilos are supposed to be accepted. Number Beis HaMikdash and Nina Lu Shari Tfilah. And then the Gemara says, but even though Shari Tfilah Nina, that's why on Tisha B'Av the meaning is that we leave out Tiskabil by Shachris. And by Ma'ariv, after we read, before we read Eicha, we do say Tiskabil. But after you read Eicha, then you don't say Tiskabil anymore. So, Gemara adds on, even though Shari Tefillah Ninalu, Shari Demois Lo Ninalu. If a person davens with such sincerity and he's brought to tears in the middle of the davening, some people can just turn on the faucet and they start to cry. Some people cry and they say, is that Mekayma? That doesn't correspond to what they're saying. But if a person is brought to tears because he davens with such sincerity, then Shari Demois Lo Ninalu. So the Gemara says, when you blow shofar, it says Yom Tru Yelachem, and the Targumin and the Targumukh says Yom Yabava. The word Yabava means to cry. So the Tkiya Shofar, the true, is supposed to sound like a cry. Then the Gemara says later in the end of the Masech that there are three different ways to cry. One is corresponds to the true, one corresponds to Shvarim, one corresponds to Shvarim Trua. So there were three different opinions in the days of the Tanaim, which is the correct form of Trua. So Rabbi Bo made a takanam and he lived in Kisrin, Iskan Rabbi Bo be Kisrin, wanted the Yotze all the Shitas. There's a pasuk in Kohelet that reads like that, Yeresh Amayim V'yetzi Yidei Shneihem. So the Medrash Rabbah says on that pasuk, Zer Rabbi Bo be Kisrin. So some of the mefarshim are different pshat and what the medrash is referring to. Some of the mefarshim say that's what it means. Rabbi Bo B'Kisran made the takana to blow tashrat three times, tashat three times, and tarat three times to satisfy all the different opinions. Yireish Shemayim, Yireish Yireish Shneim, to be able to all appreciate this, not just two. Zeh Rabbi Bo B'Kisran made the takana. Others interpret that it means a totally different thing. Rabbi Bo used to fight with the Apursim. He knew Tanakh very well. And the previous passage in the Medrash Rabbah talks about learning Tanakh. So others interpret that Medrash Rabbah, that the Yideh Shemayim Yisideh Shem goes on a one who learns Gemara and Tanakh. That's Rabbi Bo B'Kisran. He knew Tanakh well. The Gemara said he used to fight with the Apikusim. And they were trying to kill him. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, They hated Rabbi Bo, the Apikursim, hated Rabbi Bo so much because he always used to defeat them in their public debates, all based on Tanakh. He knew Tanakh. Most of the Chacham didn't know Tanakh so well, but he knew Tanakh very well. So the Gemara says they even put their own lives in danger. They tried to murder Rabbi Bo, and there was a police force over there. They could have put them in prison, could have given them the death penalty. They hated Rabbi Bo so much. Anyway. So so how did we get here? I already forgot where we were holding. So Nochamo, Rosh Hashanah for sure. Oh, we said the Yom Teruah. So the Yom Teruah comes to defend Rashi. How can Rashi assume that Malchus Kohen Shofar is the riser, like a simple reading of Agama, Imodafon and Malchus Kohen Shofar? Baruch Shalom encourages us to do this. Sounds like it's the riser, but the Gemara said the Ferish, it's the Rabbanon. So the Sefer Yom Teruah, Maram Chabib answers, in one shul they only have a machzor, they don't have a shofar. So when Malchus Kohen Shofar comes without kiyus, then it's only the Rabbanon. But when you're blowing shofar, shofar is a form of tefillah. Yom Teruah Tagimin and Yom Yabava, and the shofar is supposed to sound like crying. So that's like tefillah Sheishim or Demos. You're elevating the level of tefillah to a higher level. Why is it so important to daven on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, these 4 days, when you have a Yom HaDin, so that's an Eis Tzora. There is a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Tefillah B'chol Yom is the Reis of the Rabbanah. So the Ramban holds Tefillah B'chol Yom is only the Rabbanah, like the simple reading of the Gemaras and Brachas, but Tefillah B'Eis Tzora, when there's a Mechama, when there's a epidemic, or when there's a flood, there's something, a major problem, so then tefillah is deraisa. So if today is a Yom HaDin, then the tefillah is deraisa. So you have to be careful to daven on Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi Shita, that's what the Yom Teruah is. Rashi Shita is, if you recite Malchus Kohen Shofar in conjunction with Tekiyah Shofar, so then it's deraisa. But the Gemara says that it's Rabbanan, that's going, the village that doesn't have a Shofar, they only have a Machzor, so then Malchus Kohen Shofar, this is only the Rabban. So they thought that was the correct pshat in Rashi. There is a Tosis on the first half in Chulin. We learned Chulin this year in Yeshiva. So the Gemara says there on the first half in Chulin, the Gemara quotes from the beginning of the Bar Machleg Sabyud and Rameir. The Pasuk in Kohel says, Tovasha Latidu Meshitidu Eloi Tushalim. Rather than taking a neder to give money to tzedakah and not paying up, it's better to rush a lotida, better not to take a neder at all. But then we assume tov mizeh mizeh, better than both of them is ein neder kalika. More correctly, you should never take any nedarim. You should never take any nedarim. So Tosfos says, but there is an exception to the rule. When is that? Eis tzora. Says when Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav, he was afraid Esav was mistachem lahargecha. He wanted to kill him because he stole the brachas from Esav. So it says, Vayidei Yankas Neder Lema, Yiyo Likim Yimodish, Morani Badar Chazah, etc. He's going to give tzedakah, even also something, Matzevi Yid Beis Avakim, Chol Asher Titin Li, Aser Asren Olo. But usually the Chazal understand, the Gemara in Yuma says, Chazal understand the word Lema, Adab Hashem Moshe Lema, Lema means Lema Li Yisrael. Not the way we translate it. The Lord spake unto Moses saying, Lamer, today we would put a colon and a quotation marks, and we wouldn't put the word Lamer. We'd say, Adam Hashem Moshe, colon, and quotation marks. So Lamer means saying. So the Gemara said, that's not what it means. Gemara said, Lamer Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have authorized Moshe Rabbeinu explicitly, given him permission explicitly to tell over the Dinim to Bnei Yisrael, it would have been understood that it's a secret. Whenever I tell you any information, it's supposed to be held in confidence. I tell you I'm thinking of quitting my job and moving to a different city. I'm thinking I'm divorcing my wife, thinking I'm marrying a certain girl, doing whatever. So you're not allowed to tell anybody, unless it's obvious that it's for public consumption. But otherwise, the Gemara says you're not allowed to tell over. I'm entitled to my privacy. Even if I told you something, you have to keep it a secret. So what permission did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell over the din to Bnei Yisrael? He gave him permission and he instructed him, I want you to tell over all the dinim to Bnei Yisrael. So this is good every time it says Vadav Hashem Moshe Lamer. But here it says, Vayide Yaakov Neda Lamer. How do you translate Lamer? Yaakov took a Neda Lamer. So it means saying, it means colon and quotation mark. How can the Torah Shabbat Peh interpret otherwise over here? So Tesus on the first daf in Chulin. And that Gemara told me zem zeshen and noy the kolika. More correct is it says tov asher lo tido mishe tido velo tisham. Better than both of them is in noy the kolika. But the mitzvah lida be eis tzara. If you're an eis tzara, then it's a mitzvah to take a ned le dar mitzvah. That's why be the anchor ned le lemar lemar le darus. Yankov Avinu took a ned there. That is going to call a shatitan liyaser asven aloch. It's going to give ma'asek zofim, give a lot of tzedakah. Even as amti matzedi a base alukim, is going to make it into a base hamikdash over here. So he took a neder because he was based tzara. So unique. That's what we call New Year's resolutions. The Bali Musa used to say, the mashgiach and yeshiva. My time was from Slabotka, Rabbi Lesson. He was a prominent figure in Slabotka. When they had the Mishlachat of Rabbanim who came to America to raise money for the yeshivas, he was together with the group. Rabbi Lesson was at the group. Then he went back to Slobodka. He was a prominent person in Slobodka. So he always used to say, Bala Musa used to say, Rosh Hashanah, Ona Kabbalah is Nishkin Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a mitzvah lida based, so you have to have a Kabbalah. You have to make New Year's resolutions to be makabal something on yourself. Bali Musa used to remember my father-in-law was a big Talmud of the Mashgiach Rabbi Yeruchim in the Miri Yeshiva. First was Rabbi Yeruchim Levov, and after he passed away, later was Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein. Some of them used to call Rabbi Yeruchim, they called the Bais Rishon, they called Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein the Bais Sheni. My father-in-law wasn't there the last years. He ran away from the Nazis together with the Miri Yeshiva, but when Rabbi Chatzka was there, he wasn't there. He was very close to Rabbi Yeruchim. So I remember my father-in-law, after he passed away, we found a whole bunch of index cards in his desk. Every year in Aseret Mitzvah, before Rosh Hashanah, in Slichas time before Rosh Hashanah, he would write a whole list of Kabbalahs, what he plans to do this year. He would write which Gemara he plans to cover, which Masechta he's going to learn, and he's going to learn which Navi he's going to learn this year. And he's going to be Mabes Sedra Veli-Neder every week, to be Mabes Sedra every week. Kabbalahs that New Year's resolutions. So if that's what the matter says, the Yaakov Avinu taught all the future generations, mitzvah lida v'yesor, even though normally, under normal circumstances, tov mizemza in an odd kolika, you shouldn't take any nedarim, but v'yesor you should. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. Yom Adin, by definition, is an yesor. And also, we make appeals on all the four times, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you make an appeal to give tzedakah. Why? Because all four are Yom HaDin, and the Yom HaDin is a mitzvah leader, so they make an appeal to give tzedakah. And also, the appeal is that the money goes to Aniyim. So that's a chelik, the Rambam writes, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Yontif, if a person eats and drinks and he makes merry on Yontif, he calls that Simchas HaKeres. He made his belly happy, Simchas HaKeres. But a more elegant form of Simcha is with Samachta Atta Ba'alevi Ba'ger Ba'yas Ha'mona Asher Bikev Becha. You should invite those less fortunate who can't afford to have a fleshig meal, you should invite them to eat with you in Yerushalayim when you have all the kabbanas. So that's really to be mesamech hacherem, to be mesamech es ha'um lolim, to be mesamech the less fortunate who can't afford. There's such a passage in the Zohar. The Mishnah says, "Ein b'yantiv l'shabbos l'erech ha'nefesh b'l'vahat erech ha'nefesh is mutar an yantiv, and on Shabbos is no het erech ha'nefesh." So the Zohar has that passage twisted the other direction. Ech nevesh belvad, if you eat all by yourself. So on Yontav, there's a mitzvah of simcha, so it's also to do ech nevesh belvad. You're not allowed to eat by yourself. You have to invite other people, poor people, less fortunate people. Yasam amana, Levi, agera shevi kirbecha, you should invite less fortunate people to eat by you to fulfill simcha. On Shabbos, ech nevesh belvad is mutter. To eat all by yourself is mutter on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. But on Yontav, when there's a chiyuv simcha, so you're not allowed to do ech nevesh belvad. So that's why we make appeals on these four avot prakim olam nidam. That's a yom adin. It's an eis tzara. Yom adin, by definition, is an eis tzara. So the eis tzara, even the Rabban agrees that tefillah is deraisa. You have to daven the eis tzara. And on a yom adin, it's a mitzvah lida be eis tzara. Yom adin is a mitzvah lida. So that's why we make appeals. And it's really the yisker appeal that we make is really an aspect of simchas yontav. People think that it has a ton of avelus to it. Now, it's supposed to have an element of avelus. It's supposed to be a fulfillment of Simchas Yontav, more elegant than Simchas Akeres, just eating and drinking and making merry. More elegant for the Rambam Ras is to be Mesameach Acherim. So we pledge to give money to the Aniyim. And then we say, when we're giving tzedakah, this may as well be, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider it counted as a zchus for our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, who taught us this practice that we should give tzedakah. But it doesn't start off as an aspect of avelus. It starts off as an aspect of simchas yontav. So the Mishnah says that these are bar prokim, olam nidon. And then the Gemara asks a question, k'man matzlina hoidna aktsiri v'amerii. In the wide lines on the daf, it looks like it's the seventh line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth wide line. Amar Rav Yosef, whose opinion is it that we follow? When someone is sick, we say, Mishaberach and Shul, or we add something in Rifo'enu. Keman Matzlin, whose opinion is it that we Matzlin, we say Tzlus, we daven today for the sick people? Kitziri and Mari, it means both the same thing. What do we say twice? Rashi quotes from the Gemara in the Dorm. This Gemara is in the Dorm also. So the Gemara says that Tamir HaChachamim, the Rashi says, Kitziri means the real sick people, and Mari means Tamir HaChachamim who are always weak, because Torah Matesh is Kar HaShalot. So whose opinion is it that a person is sick, we offer a tefillah? What does it help to offer a tefillah? It was already Nigzar Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world, so what good is going to do to have tefillah now? So the Gemara says, either Keman ke Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Adam nidam b'chol yom. Man is not judged on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to be for the whole year. Every day there's a different Mishnah. Or if you want to, you can say a different explanation. The Olam ke Rabbanan, they're not Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom Adin. There already was a Gemar Din on Yom Kippur. But ke de Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yofet Tzoka lo Adam. Tzoka means Tfila be'eis tzara, you have to enhance the davening. Usually it's tfila. When everyone is healthy, you offer a tfila. Everyone should remain healthy. Everyone has parnasa. You should remain with parnasa. But if the person is in akhaka tzara, then he needs tfila be'eis tzara, is tzaka or za'aka. So that's a more serious. So if a person is sick, you offer tzaka lord, the ben karinga ben lach exardin. Even if there was exardin on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but if you daven today, it's still going to help. So they raise this issue. How does it make sense? How does it make sense to say Mishaberach v'chayla tad and refa'enu if the Gemara din already was on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What are you praying for? So the Gemara says, even if you hold like the Mishnah that Adam need them be Rosh Hashanah, but still, so okay, helps even after Gemara din. So when do you blow shofar? So he said shofar is supposed to be. Rashi says, why do you, the Gemara says later, you have to blow, the two opinions. How many times they blow tkiya, true or tkiya? Two times, benatara, three times. The more popular sheet is that you blow three times, and then Rashi says, why three times? One by Malchus, one by Zecharias, one by Shofar. It sounds, Rashi is explaining the din deraisa, that you're supposed to have Malchus, one and Shofar in conjunction with the tkiya of Shofar. Tkiya of Shofar is a form of tefillah. Tfilah Sheishim or Demos, and Malchus Ran Shefis, we combine it with the Tkiya Shefim. So you only have to blow three times. We have the Sufik What constitutes trua? Trua means the way you cry, the different three different ways to cry, either like shvarim or like trua, or like shvarim trua. So Rabbi Bo made a takana de kisrin, and they say you kisrin, and it's later in Rosh Hashanah that you blow all the possibilities. So you only have to blow shine, you blow 30 kailus, and you're finished. So the Gemara has over here on the last line, Lama token and ring shame, Yoshua token and ring shame, and we blow twice as much as we have to. That's the last line on Tezainim. We're not going over Tezainim on the base. We blow twice as much. We blow Tkiz, the Miyusha, and Tkiz, the Miyusha. What Tkiz, the Miyusha? So most of the Rishonim interpret one way, and the Balamar has a totally different shot. Most of the Rishonim blow Tkiz in the middle of the Amidah, in the middle of the Shemana Esri, that's called Tkiz, the Miyuma. The Amidah is the Shemana Esri. Tkiz, the Miyusha, is before you start davening Musaf, after we finish the Birchas HaFtayra, then we say Lam Natzeach seven times. It's a meaning by Ashkenaz and Rabbi Svardim. It's based on the passage in Zohar. This year, a lot of shuls want to abridge the davening because of the COVID sickness, and they're afraid, even with the distancing and with the masks, they're afraid to be together too long. So they want to abridge a lot of the davening. So a lot of the shuls are going to leave out a lot of the piyutim adjustment hugging. Except for the piyut of Seder Havodah, Yom Kippur, that says in the Gemara. It could be that that's also a mini, but that says in the Gemara. So that the Chazan has to say out loud, all Seder Havodah out loud. But if you want to, look, you have to. One is obligated to observe all the minhagim, meaning mitam neder. But the Navi Yehuda writes in his comments on Yeridaya, printed on the side of the page, that's called the Dogel Mervava. He says, if a person wants to discontinue observing a minik tov. He has a minik tov, he learns daf yomi every day. And then he's too old and he can't do it. It's too difficult. So he should make a hataras nedarim that he won't be bound to do it anymore. But if it's just one day or one year, he's not going to say the piyutim. Normally he doesn't eat the gebrok, so whatever. And one year he got stuck. He's saying by relatives that do eat gebrok. So for that, the pashtus is, like the dogma of writes, you don't need a hataras nedarim if you're going to violate a neder once in a long while. That's as if it's self-understood, as if it's built into the minik tov, that once in a while, then there'll be a shas atrak, you won't be able to observe it. So a lot of shuls, they want to leave out as much as possible to be together a shorter period if possible. So so the pashtus is that we have a minik to blow mea kodesh. Tesis in the end of the Masechta quotes it from the Oruch. But that's not a din, that's only a minig. When a person davens at home, someone doesn't go to shul, and the Baal Tikkur goes to blow, they don't blow mea koilus for him, they blow the 30 koilus, that's all. So here the Gemara says, they made a takana, tokim amin pshe yesh, and tokim amin pshe momdim, okay. So you can't do away with tkiz, the miyum, tkiz, the miyushim, if you're in shul. That's the takana in the Gemara. You should blow tkiz, the miyushim, tkiz, the miyum. You don't have to blow mea koilus. If you want to really, if people are concerned, they want to leave as soon as possible, that they can leave out their mea kodesh. But the twice it gives them yishuv, it gives them yumad, that they should have. Yeah. The Balamor interprets everything differently. Balamor claims that in the days of the Gemara, they didn't blow shofar before Musaf. They only blew in the middle of Musaf. And since the tkiyas were in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, so there never was a brocha shekadishonim tzatzono lishmoya kol shofar. He says you only recite a birchas hamitzvah. Let's say the Nesivos has this idea in his hagdamah, his commentary on the Haggadah. It's called the Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah. The Nesivos brought out a siddur. That's the Derech Hachaim siddur. The Piskei Halacha Mishnah Berurah, and every other page quotes from the Derech Hachaim. So the Derech Hachaim is like a kitzur shonot that's written by the author of the Nesivos. And then in his siddur, he has his commentary on the Haggadah. That's called the Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah, beautiful commentary. Rav Soloveitchik, I always say over a lot of things every year from the Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah. And he has, in the Haggadah, he has the following. How come we don't recite a bracha? The Rishonim ask a question. How come there's no Birchas HaMitzvah before we recite Sibit Tzias Mitzrayim? So different suggestions are given. So the Nesivos gives the following idea. He says, when we recite Birchas HaMazon after we eat bread, we don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah in the answer. Shekadishana b'mitzvah yisab tzivanu levarach Birchas HaMazon. When you say hamotzi, when you say shahakal on a cup of coffee, it's a mitzvah in the rabban to say shahakal. You don't recite a bracha and then say kiddush on himself. Says zvano levarach al ha'echlim. When you recite kiddush, reciting kiddush is a mitzvah. You don't recite a bracha shekiddush on himself. Says zvano kadeshes hashabbos. Why? So the Nesiva says, whenever the mitzvah itself is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, then they were never misaken a brichas ha-mitzvah. In addition, the mitzvah is going to be recited in the form of a bracha. So that's what the Derech HaChaim says, not only if the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, if it's being fulfilled within the framework of brachas, also there's no need for an additional brichas ha-mitzvah. So let's say Kriya Shema. So the Nesiva has this in his commentary on the Shiltas. He points out the Rabbeinu Yoina and Brochus on the side of the Rif on the first page, and Brochus quotes from the Rav Haigon that when you daven Ma'ariv Bisman and you yotzi Kriya Shema in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema, there's no need to recite the Brichas HaMitzvah Shekadoshanu B'mitzvah So V'tzivanu Likros HaShema. Because since the Kriya Shema is being, the mitzvah Kriya Shema is being fulfilled within the framework of the Brichas Kriya Shema, there was no need to make a takana to recite the Brichas HaMitzvah in advance. But if you daven Ma'ariv in Shul early, and you want to repeat Kriya Shema later after Tzeis HaKachavim, because you daven way before Tzeis, and you're not going to be saying Brichas Kriya Shema later, then the Rav Haigon says you have to say Brocha Shekadoshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Likros HaShema. So why is it if you daven Bizman, you don't have to say the Brichas? So Rabbeinu Yoni asked, it doesn't make sense. Why does it make a difference whether he's davening Ma'ariv Bizman or before this man? If you daven Bizman, then you don't say Brichas HaMitzvah. So then it says, no, that's why. Because if you're fulfilling Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrochas, whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled, either in the form of a brocha or within the framework of brochas, they will never misaken an additional Brichas HaMitzvah. So that's what the Nesiva writes in the Hagdama to his Hagdara. The Chachamim will never misaken the Brichas HaMitzvah over the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, because it's fulfilled within the framework of four brochas. We start off with Kiddush, then you say Asher Gi'alanu. The first course is Kiddush, second course is Asher Gi'alanu. The third course is Brichas HaMos, and the fourth course is Brichas HaShir. And in between each one of the courses, in between these four brachas, you fill in different aspects of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. So since the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is being fulfilled, I'll say the HaBrachas within the framework of brachas, there's no need for a Brichas HaMitzvah. So that's what the Balamor and the Ramban write over here. They say, the Balamor claims, they never used to blow shofar before Musaf. They used to blow in the middle of Musaf in Shul. If you blow shofar privately for a person in the old age home, not in Chazaras HaShatz, you only blow in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when you daven mitzibur, when you daven b'yachad yiron. That's a gemara. Even though the person is a baal tekeh himself, or even though he has a baal tekeh, he can arrange it. The gemara says that din, either the din derabbanan or din deraisin, could be it's a din deraisin. Have tkiyos al seder habrochas. Rashi sounds like he holds tkiyos al seder habrochas is a din deraisin. Imra lefana, yeah, it's a din deraisin. So Rashi said, where did that come from? That is a din deraisin to have tkiyos al seder habrochas, that the two should be connected. So he said, the Gemara starts off the fourth parak. Yontav sherasha shechol yitz b'shabbos. When Rasha falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. So the Gemara first starts off by quoting from the Chachmei HaYerushalmi that this is a din deraisa, that Rosh Hashanah is described in Chumash sometimes as Yom Truah, sometimes as Zichron Truah. So the Yerushalmi says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, those 6 days of the week, then it's a Yom Truah, you actually blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then it's a Zichron Truah. You don't blow shofar, you talk about Kiyah Shofar. Then the Gemara rejects that because of Bamikdash HaYitoken. It can't be it's a din deraisa. So the Gemara says it's only a din derabban. Gzeira shami avarena dal aramis b'shusran. Gzeira derabba, rabba is not the one that made Gzeira. Rabba explained it. Gzeira was in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, days of the Tanoim. Bamikdash HaYitoken. Avaloi bamdina. Yeah, Gzeira derabban. So what is the meaning of the phrase Zichron Truah? So the Gemara never gives an alternate shot. Why is it called Yom Truah? Because you blow shofar. When is it called the Zichron Truah? Rav Soloveitchik thought that Zichron Truah means to talk about Truah. Zichron, the Haskir, to talk about Truah. Like Zachar Samar Shabbos Lekachim means Zachrehu, mention the day of Shabbos, not remember the day of Shabbos, but mention Zachar Esu Shalach Asaluch Amalek, to recite mean, speak about the fact that Amalek started up with the Jewish people. So he thought that Zichron Shua maybe means you should recite Malchus on the Shofar in connection with the Shua Shofar. That's, he thought that according to Rashi, Kiyas al Sira Brochus is a din deraisa, but it's at least a din derabbanan. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a din deraisa. So the Balamor writes like this. In the days of the Gemara, they only had Kiyas in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. They didn't have before. And since the Kiyas were in the middle of the framework of the Brochus, Malchus and Shofar, so then they didn't say Brochus Lishma'a Kol Shofar. When you would blow for a Yochid, in an old day chama, in a hospital, then you would say a bracha. But when you blew shofar and shul, in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, you didn't say. But then they instituted kiyas, and that's called, the Balamor said, that's called kiyas the miyushav, when there's decorum in the synagogue, and everybody's sitting in their seat. So everybody sits doing Chazaras HaShatz, and that's called kiyas the miyushav. And kiyas the miyumbad is when everybody's putting away their sitter, they're folding up their talis, and they're all walking out of the shul. That's kiyas the miyumbad. So they introduced in the days of the Gemara Tkiyas the Mi'umad following the Chazaras HaShatz. But the blow shofar before Musab, that was introduced, the Balamor claims historically, that was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. In the days of the Gaonim, they added on so many piyutim to the davening that it took forever. So Cholim Uskenim and the Noshim Mubaris and Manikas couldn't stay so long because the Chazaras HaShatz is going to take forever. So they're going to miss the whole Tkiyas Shofar. Part of the Tkiyas, they only blew Shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So they introduced blowing Shofar before Musaf. That's what the Balamor said. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. He claims Tkiyas the Miyushav in the Gemara means Tkiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz when there's still decorum in the synagogue. Everybody's sitting in their seat. Tkiyas the Miyumah is when everybody's on their way walking out and there's pandemonium in the shul. And the Tkiyas before Musav, that was introduced in the days of the Gaonim because they introduced so many piyutim, many people would not be able to stay to the end. It's going to take an hour and a half for the Chazaras HaShatz. So they can stay to the end. But most of the Rishonim understand otherwise. They understand that that's a takana nigmar. Tkiyas the Miyushav is before Musav. And Tkiyas the Miyumah is Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, middle of the Amidah. I mean, the Shmanes is called the Amidah. This is here has a famous kash on the top of Amid base and in other places. Isn't this a violation of Baal Tesef? A Kohen Mishum Baal Tesef. A Kohen has to do it, so he's going to add on more. So the Gemara says that's a violation of Baal Tesef if he adds on more psukim. So how will you add on more than you mechuyev to do? So some Rishonim say the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to introduce whatever Takana the Rabbanon they want. The Rambam sounds like that. So there's no violation of Baal Tesef. Since the Chachamim have the right to make Takanas the Rabbanon, they don't have to worry about Baal Tesef. Tesef presents it otherwise. The Chachamim had to be careful not, they made a Takana, the Kiyas, the Mishum, the Kiyas, the Yumar, but they had to be concerned about, even when you make a Takana the Rabbanon, you have to be concerned about Baal Tesef. So why is there no Baal Tesef on every other Takana de Rabbana? So it could be, here Tesef is where, why isn't every Takana de Rabbana violation? But let's say Mikra Megillah, let it be a Baal Tesef. We have 613 mitzvahs. They added on Mikra Megillah, they added on Hadokas Neres Chanukah, Arba Kaisis, so many mitzvahs from the Rabbana, they added on. So one explanation could be, one explanation could be that maybe there's a Kim Deraisa. The Chasam Sefer has like that. That the Chachamim formulated mitzvahs from the Rabbanon, let's say, whenever the mitzvahs for the purpose of Pesumi Nisos, it could be that that's a Kim of an Igdashti B'Sarach B'nei Yisrael. We make a Kiddush Hashem when we are Mefarsim the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be a mitzvah Pesumi Nisos, a Kim Deraisa. So that's the Chasam Sefer claims that the Chachamim make Gzeiris and Takanas. So the Gzeiris are because the Shmartam is Mishmati, the Torah authorizes them. And they made Takanas, how did they not violate Baal Tesef? So the Chacham Sofer and the Tshuva holds that all the Takanas, all the mitzvahs essay, the Gzeiris Aloy says is the Rabbanan, so that's Shmartam is Mishmati, Asir Siog La Torah. Hey Mam Shlosh Advarim, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Anshei Knesset Gedolah had three mottos. And the third one was, I say, Siog La Torah. So that's Siogim and Hachokas and Zeris. And mitzvahs All the mitzvahs have a kiyum d'oraisa. Or inam yesh lama, one can give another explanation. It could well be that one only violates Baal Tosa if you do a mitzvah d'oraisa b'hoisofa. I'm going to wear tefillin with five parshas. I'm going to take dalin minim with another min. I'm going to take another roses or lilacs or whatever. Some more flowers in the dalin minim. The kohen is going to do and is going to say a fourth pasuk. The Torah tells him to give three psukim. He's going to do a mitzvah d'oraisa b'hoisofa. Or the Mishnah has an example in Zvachim. The dam from a korban that needs two zrikas got mixed into the dam of the korban that needs one zrika. So if you're going to do, so they're mixing together, so what should you do? Say if you give one zrika, you'd be in violation of Baltigra, because one of the korban is supposed to have shtaim shein arba. If you're going to do two zrikas, you'd be in violation of Baltosim on the other one, so what should you do? So it's a machlokes hatanaim. Under those circumstances, should you do one or should you do two? What should you do? So that's an issue about Baal Tosa. We're doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofa. What if you add on a whole new mitzvah that doesn't exist on the level of deraisa? So some Rishonim hold that's only Baal Tosa in the Rabban. There's not a Baal Tosa in deraisa. So see, faladover, shanechem tzabe eschem, means don't do the mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofa. The way I told you is beautiful. You don't need more than four minim. And when the Kohen Duchen, they should say three psukim. Let him not add a fourth pasuk. But if you add a whole new mitzvah, you're not doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofa. That's called, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, around Daf Peites or so, Peches Peites, Daf Tzadik, the Gemara has the whole sugi of Zokamamri. So Zokamamri, the Mishnah is a loshen. Zokamamri is only chayiv Mises Bezn, if he paskins against the Bezn HaGadol, v'dovish yeshbo l'hosif im hosif goreya. The Bezn HaGadol tells you to lay tefillin with four parshias, and he tells the Balabatim to put tefillin with five parshias. Vimhosiv gareya, and the way the Zalkamami tells you to do it, but tells you to put in five minim in the lulav instead of four. So by adding on the fifth min, you ruin the whole mitzvah. Vimhosiv gareya. So the Gemara says a discussion there. So the Gemara says there's a machlokes for the lulav tzarcheged or lulav ena tzarcheged. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you don't do an eged around the rule of Hadassim and Arabis, you're not even Yotze B'dieved. And we pass kind of like the Chacham and the Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Lachatchila, Mishum Hida, Mitzvah, Zekel, V'andeyu. But the eged is not Miyakev B'dieved. So the Gemara says, if Lulav Tzorech Eged, if Lulav Eina Tzorech Eged, and the Zakamami Paskins, you should take a fifth man for Russian Jewry, whatever, you know, instead of having Arba Kosis, they have five curses. To free the Jews in Russia. That's what they used to have the shtick. Whatever. So the Gemara. Since they're not tied up together, so there's no problem. There's no problem. What is not a problem? So Tosfos in Tumas Sichtos has two pshatim, and it's a machlekes achrayim and hilchas tefillin, how to paskin. So one Tosfos learns, there's no violation of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef deraisa is only if you did a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisofa. But if you add on, and the hoisofa is not really mitzuref to dika mitzvah, I have a lulav with an eged, and I have the fifth min, the roses or the lilacs, outside of the eged. Ha'aluchu d'koi says it's only Baal Tosef derabon. The definition of Baal Tosef deraisa is only if you do a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisofa. And the sofa is mitzuref, it's connected with the yikam mitzvah. The other opinion of Taisa says, no, there's Baal Tosef deraisa there also. Ha'aluchu d'koi just means he can't say v'mhosiv goreya. The Mishnah is lashon there at the end of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin ends at Daf Tzadik, and then you have chilek, it's a long period. So the last three blocks is all about irani dachas. But till you get irani dachas, it's all agarata, the beginning of perek chilek. So it's almost the end of Sanhedrin. The end of all the halacha part of Sanhedrin is Daf Tzadik. So the last couple dafim there about Zokh Mamre, so it says that Zokh Mamre is only chayv misa if he's disagreeing halacha misa with the Bezna Gadol, but davish yesh pa lohosiv im hosiv garea. So haluchu dekoi, haluchu dekoi, you can't say hosiv garea. You yotze the mitzvah b'riyev. So it's 2 days in Achrayim, 2 days in Rishonim. The Gemara says in the last parak, if a person puts on two shal yads, it puts on two shal roshes at the same time, that's a violation of Baal Tosef. So that's a machloikas in Tosfos, 2 days and 2 Tosfos and 2 different mesichtos. Rabbi Gregor points it out on Shulchan Aruch, and in Achrayim on the Daf in Hilchos Tefillin, there's a machlokes by the wearing two shal yad simultaneously, two shal roshes simultaneously. Is that a balteis of deraisa or only the rabban? So somehow it'll only be a balteis of deraisa if you do a mitzvah deraisa b'hasof. If you add out a whole new mitzvah, that's not balteis of deraisa. So the chachamim had the right to make takanas of mikra megillah and shalach manas and hadlokas deraisa chanukah. I wasn't that a balteis. It was either like the Chasam Sofer claims in the Tshuva, all of these mitzvahs that they instituted, each one has a kiyum deraisa, kiyum of b'nikdash the b'serach panes, or kiyum of pisum inisa maybe, or that bal tosef deraisa is only violated if you do a mitzvah deraisa b'hosof. When you invent a whole new achodesh hashabodim ilib, you invent a whole new yomtiv, a whole new mitzvah, that won't be bal tosef, that'll only be bal tosef derabbanan. So hey mama. So they said normally there's a baltes of rabbanan to add on an additional 614th mitzvah, but the mitzvahs that we add on, we want to hey mama. They added on mikra megillah and shalach manas and so on. So yeah, but this is, has the kasha over here. Here they made a takana. We should blow shofar more. Tkiyas the miyum and tkiyas the miyusha. So here this mamzer they're doing a mitzvah deraisa the hoysofa. Why isn't that a baltes? That's Tosfos' kasha. So so Tosfos comes up with a chiddush. Tosfos says the Mishnah in Zvachim in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf has this discussion about that Mishnah in Zvachim. When you mix in matn shtaim shenisavu b'matn achas, two karbonis edid kabolas adam. One carbon is supposed to be zorik the dam on the zbech in one corner. The other carbon is supposed to be zorik the dam on the zbech in two corners, opposite diagonal from each other. The two diagonal corners. So the dam got mixed in together. So whatever you're going to do, you're going to be in violation of the Baltes or the Baltigra. So Tosfos says, if you have a carbon that you're only supposed to be zorik the dam once, you can be zorik 100 times in the same corner. That's repeating the same mitzvah many times. If you eat matzah on Pesach night, you eat wheat, 5 kezesim. Tosfos said, that's not Baltes. You repeated the same mitzvah many times. If you zorik the dam on two corners, that'll be Bal Tosef. But if you keep on resorting the dam on the same corner, that's not Bal Tosef. So they say the same. If you blow Shofar over and over and over again, tkiyah, truah, 100 times, that's not a violation of Bal Tosef. When you repeat the same mitzvah, it's not a violation of Bal Tosef. Then Tosef adds on to that. This, some are not so happy. The Minchas Chinuch quotes, those are not happy. Tosef says, if you put in the fifth parsha in the tefillin, that'll be Bal Tosef. But let's say his bar mitzvah parasha was Kadesh. So he has two parashas Kadesh in the Tefillin. Or he has two parashas Shema, or Yom Shemai, whatever. So if you have the same parasha twice in the Tefillin, that's not a problem. Or let's say Tzitzis. How many Tzitzis do you put? So you mentioned once, Machlokes B'Shamim B'Sod, you have three long strings. You fold over to make six, so you have Bezil. And we pass like Bisham, you have four long strings, you fold them over, you tie it up with the knots, you make it into eight. What if you put 10 strings and you make it into 20? So Tosfos says that's not called adding on to the mitzvah. You're just repeating the mitzvah many times. So that's what others are not happy about. What do you mean repeating? Repeating the mitzvah would mean like shofar. You blew shofar, then you blow shofar again. But you put two parshiyos in the same app. Two parshiyos kadesh, maybe that's bal tosef. If you take off the tefillin, put it back on, take it or put it back on, that's repeating a mitzvah. But to have two parshiyos, maybe that's a violation. Or you have, instead of having four strings folded over to eight, you have 10 strings folded over to make 20. Maybe that's not repeating a mitzvah, that you're doing it by yisofer. Tosef holds that that's mutter. Tosef gives another marshal, a sukkah. A sukkah, you do shtayim kelchos and mishlishis on filatev. You have two defanas at a right angle to each other. Then the third one could be less than a daif and shalom. What if you make a normal sukkah that has four walls and you have a door that goes in? Is that a violation of Bal Tosef? No. Tosef says, you're repeating defanas. Others say, not like Tosef, not. Maybe if he's zorik the dam many times in the same corner, maybe it will be bal tosef. But by tkiyah shofar, it never says you should blow tashrat, you should blow tkiyah through tkiyah three times. It says, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this I think that Haschinach has it. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes from the Sefer Yireim that he has this. On Chumash it says Yom Tru Yelachem. It sounds like a blow shofar all day long. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says it's not necessary to fulfill the pasuk pshuto, the blow shofar all day long. If you blow tkiya, trua, tkiya three times, that's good enough. We don't know what the word trua means, whether it means trua or means what we call shvarim or what we call shvarim trua, so we blow each one of them three times. Tashrat three times, harat three times, tashat three times, that's 30 kailos. That adds up to 30 kailos. So, but the pasuk says Yom Tru Alechem, where it says Be'erav Tochel Matzis, doesn't say how much. So you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, so the Rambam says Leil Tezvav there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, Mishochel Kazayis Yotzam. So the Netziv in the Hakdama to his commentary on the Haggadah writes on the Loshon Rambam, he says, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. He should have said it's a mitzvah to eat kazayis matzah. He doesn't say like this. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Mishochel kazayis yotzah means that that's a minimum. But he said if you eat more than a kazayis, it's all nitpas as a chelek of the mitzvah. In fact, as we discussed the other day, this is somewhere over here, quoted the Yerushalmi, that he asked the question here. At the end of Dibra Mascha, the Akrivu Omer. So the Yerushalmi says, it says in Yoshua, they only began to eat the Tvua Chadosha after they brought the Minchas Omer on the first day Chalamayit Pesach. The Yerushalmi asks, why wouldn't they be permitted to eat Matzah Minachodosh on Leil HaSeder based on Eseder Chaloi Seseh? You only say Eseder Chaloi Seseh if it's Yepshe L'Kaim Shneim, if you don't have Yoshon. So let's say if someone got stuck, if people didn't have enough matzah, min ayoshon, would you allow one to eat matzah min achodosh on Leil Pesach? The Rishonim says we wouldn't allow it for two reasons. So one reason is that we said that Tosaf only quotes one reason, Tosaf in Kiddushin. Amit Ches quotes the both reasons. So one reason was Gzeir Gezayis Rishon up to Gezayis Sheni. But the Gezayis Rishon, we would say Eser Dechalai Sese, but the Gezayis Sheni, there's no mitzvah to eat more than one Gezayis. So you can't say Eser Dechalai Sese and Gezayis Sheni. So they made Gzeir Gezayis Rishon up to Gezayis Sheni. And then the other answer was that the Eser and the Sese are not next to each other. And then Tesis interpreted Eser Kodim Matan Torah is not Deicha Lo Eser after Matan Torah. Fine. So, but Yosef Engel has a whole essay in the Oitzvus Yosef in the Sefer on the Drush, where he raises the possibility maybe you don't say Kazai Swish and not the Kazai Sheni. Based on that Loshen and the Ramam that the Netziv pointed out, the din is you have to eat Matzah on Pesach night. Mishocha kazayis yotze, the minimum is kazayis, but if you eat more than a kazayis, it's all nitvas as a chelik of the mitzvah. Just like the first kazayis is decha de lois esse, the second kazayis and the fifth kazayis is also decha de lois esse. That's the question, whether we really accept what Tesis said, that there's a zero kazayis rishon, or otto kazayis sheni. Again, so Tosfos on the top of Tezayin on the base raises the kasha. How can you have Tkiyas the Mule? Should Tkiyas the Mule? And why is that not a violation of Baal Tosif? So Tosfos' answer is whenever you repeat the mitzvah many times, Tekeh v'chozeh v'tokeah, or if you have a b'chor ha'maisa pesach, only matan achas, you do matan achas on the same keren on the mizbech 100 times. So Tosfos claims that's not a violation of Baal Tosif. Only if you'll be zorg dam on another keren. That would be Baal Tosif, but to repeat a mitzvah many times is not Baal Tosif. If the Kohen says a fourth pasuk, that would be Baal Tosif. If he says again, he duchens a second time, that's not Baal Tosif. He's repeating the mitzvah many times, that's not Baal Tosif. That's the way Tosif presents it. And the Menachas Chinuch gave a slightly different twist, and Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Oitzvus Yosef points out that the Yireim says like that. Shofar is different, because it says Yom Tru Yelachem sounds like all day long. Torah Shabbat Peh tells you what the minimum is. A matzah is also different. It's no violation by matzah. But by duchening, maybe if I'll say the pasuk again a second time, maybe it will be a violation of Baal Tosif. Maybe there is a din that you're not allowed to repeat the mitzvah more than once. And other Rishonim said, the Rashba says, there's no problem at all. The Rashba and the Rambam, they hold, the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah to make takanas the Rabbanim. So whatever their Chachamim make a takana is not a violation of, they're not in violation of Baal Pesach. Yeah, we have a practice that we blow, we have a minig, it's not a din, we have a minig that we blow Mea Kodos. What is the Mea Kodos based on? So Tosfos in the end of the Masechta that quotes the Oruch, who quotes from the Gaonim, that is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chumash says, Yom Teruah Yachem. The Targumina, the Targumunkel, is translates Yom Yabava. What does Yabava mean? So we know from Shiraz Devaira, it says in Sefer Shoftim, when Sisra was killed, so Devaira sang a whole Shira. So she said, Aim Sisra was crying by the Aim Sisra Vati Abiyad Hachalon Nishketo Vati Abev. Aim Sisra. So what does it mean about the Abev? So Yabava means to cry. So since the Gemara understood the Targum, the Pasuk says Yom Trua. Targumokla says Yom Yabava. And the Gemara said, how do you know what Yabava means? We look in Shiraz Dvar, it says Vati Abev. Vati Abev means to sob. So that's how we know the Kodos. So since the Gemara derived it, established the Pirish Amilus of Yom Trua, that the sound of the Tkir Shavish sound like crying, that's the three different opinions, whether it's like Shvarim or what we call Trua, or Shvarim Trua. So, and there's a tradition that Sisra's mother was crying 100 times. She sobbed 100 times. So we want to make a Zecher, aim Sisra, so we blow Melkos. That's the version that Tosfos quotes. A man, he asked, why should we make a Zecher, aim Sisra? He was a Rosh and Merusha. He was the head of the, he was Satsua Melech Aram, whatever, they were killing the Jews all the time. Why should we make a Zecher? So I think in the Torah Shlema, Rabbi Mendel Kasher wrote a lot of Ha'orahs there, that they have a Ha'orah that in many of the sources and the Sifrei HaGoinim, they have this meaning, Mea Kodos, but they say it's that the Akedah took place on Rosh Hashanah, and the Sotan told Sori Imenu, Avram Avinu didn't tell Sori. The Sotan told Sori Imenu about the Akedah, and she got a heart attack and she died when she heard about it. So she was crying 100 Yabavis. Sori cried 100 Bechias, and that's how she lost her life. So that occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That occurred on Rosh Hashanah. So that's a question. What are the Mea Kodos supposed to correspond to? Supposed to be Zecher to Aim Sisra? I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, the Mashgiach was Rabbi Lessen from Slabotke. He was the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva. So he would always speak, I would always hold a drasha before Tkir Shafer. So one year he was explaining, why do we need to make a Zecher to Aim Sisra? She was a Marshas. She brought her son up to be a murderer, to kill all the Jews, to be the head of the army. So he said, a lot of times a person is doing a mitzvah and he doesn't realize he's hurting someone else's feelings by doing a mitzvah. They gave the famous mashal in Yiddish to say, a person puts on the talis and he does the atifa and he swings the talis over his head in such a way that his tzitzis slap hit somebody else in the face. He can hurt someone else, so you got to be careful. When you're putting on tzitzis, you want to do atifa, you have to be careful that your tzitzis shouldn't slam someone else in the face. So he said, the Jewish people had to do their mitzvah. They had to kill Sisra, because Sisra was a murderer. But we had to be careful not to hurt the feelings of the mother. The mother wasn't the fault. That's a question. Maybe the mother brought him up to be like the Arabs today. They train their children to become suicide bombers, to give up their life in order to kill some Jews. So the Mashgiach was assuming in his drasha that Aim Sisra didn't train her son to be a murderer. He did it on his own. So we had to kill Sisra to get rid of the sakana for the Jewish people. Okay, you shouldn't put together another army. But we need a kapara because it's not the mother's fault, and the mother was hurt by the fact that her son didn't come back. So we blow shofar 100 times sort of as a kapara for the fact that we had to hurt her feelings. Yeah, what exactly? So the Gemara says we blow tears the miyushim, tears the miyumad. What's the kavana behind this? We assume it's a takana de rabbanon. The Gemara says, "Kidei la'arbei b'sasotan." How do you succeed in confusing the sotan? So Rashi on the top of Amud Beis writes, when we just do the mitzvah as we're mechuyev to, just blow shofar and goodbye. Then we run home. So it doesn't really demonstrate that we appreciate the mitzvahs. If we blow above and beyond what we're mechuyev to do, only mechuyev to blow tkiyah tshuva, tkiyah three times. We're mesupik, so we blow 30 koilas, because we're mesupik whether A, B, or C, whether it's shvarim or tshuva, or shvarim tshuva. But then we blow mea koilas. That's way more above and beyond. So we demonstrate that we are mechabib and mitzvah, so maybe there's something can't be mekatrik us. A person who does above and beyond what he's mechiv to do, he goes in a direction, he does what he's mechiv to do, but he goes further, deeper into that direction. So then he demonstrates that he appreciates the mitzvahs, and then there's certain we won't be able to be mekatrik. Okay, later tomorrow we'll continue. This Gemara goes sort of till the Mishnah, and Yud Ches Amar Aleph, they have about Aseris and Meitshuva, all about Yud Gimel Midas. This famous guy, famous Gemaras, these two blot, yeah.
Could I say a pshat maybe in the name Sisroi? Because sometimes you have to counteract even what a Russia does. Like you see, the three steps we take, connected with Nebuchadnezzar did. So just to counteract or the fact that one case, he was makriv his son, one of the kings, and we have to do things to counteract that. So even though it's a Russia, we have to go beyond that.
Yeah. Chet has a, evil has a koyach in the world, so we have to counteract it. Okay, good. Good.
Now, one second.
Very good.
Oh, there okay. He is. So I'm going to be Menachem Mabel.